This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Minus Ali today, it is the breakfast show you can hear on the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M with the podcast we're about to get into. Just a quick question for you guys, Flan and Spider.
Yes, mate.
Game one of State of Origin tonight.
Correct.
What do you do for food for Origin dinner?
What a great question.
Yeah. What do you got a specialty you go with?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
I marinate from early in the day. And I whack my chicken wings and my little tiny chicken legs, you know, the little ones?
Yeah.
Oh,
the nibbles. The nibbles.
Honey soy.
Ooh.
I used to have a combustion oven. Oh, wood fired.
Ooh.
And I'd put it on early in the day until the chicken lost the will to live.
Yes.
It falls off the bone like my body is starting to do.
Oh, I don't think so. Yeah, look.
What about you, Spy? What's your go-to? Let's say it was AFL Grand Final day.
Yeah.
Your big day.
I always pie. You've got to put the pie.
I'll say how impressed I am with 4 and 20 pies. No. Didn't used to eat them until we started doing the pie nights with sporting clubs.
Yeah.
They're bloody good.
Oh, 4 and 20. Yeah. And
they've stayed the same size as well. When everything's got smaller.
Smith's chips got smaller.
Yeah.
You're right.
Wow. Kit Kats, smaller.
Yeah.
Stuck with us.
4 and 20.
Yeah.
Nah. Yep.
Do you remember when all of a sudden we had to drink 3X?
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
I'm pie. I'll have a hot dog, and I'm just footy
pie
food.
Pie and a hot dog.
Yeah, I love
mustard.
A hot dog.
No mustard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, mustard.
Sauce on the pie, and mustard on the hot dog.
No sauce on the dog.
No mustard.
Okay, so here's a question: can you combine tomato sauce and mustard together?
Oh,
my word, you can.
Yeah, you
do.
Good. Absolutely.
On the bottom of the bun, and then you whack the Frankfurt on top of that.
Yeah. Oh, I love what
you're
doing. What do you have?
I'll go some gourmet sausages.
What sort of gourmet?
With your Sangiovese?
No. It'd be, I think, a Pinot Gris tonight. not the Grigio.
I think that was pretty rude.
The Gris.
Oh,
the Gris.
Wine.
Pinot Gris. Just something gourmet from Bermuda Butchery where Craig is. He's a good man.
Would you go the Bangalow pork sausage?
Oh, yeah. I always go a bit of Bangalow pork.
What about?
You can't beat a bit of pork.
No.
Texan sausage.
Get it on
that from Mudraba.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
I'd go the chili and cheese cranksky.
Oh, yeah.
You can't
love
beat
a bit of cranksky. Now you're starting to hurt me.
Okay.
This is pre-diabetic Flan. Right.
Can we get into,
right
now Flan, Spider's got something for you. He wants to give you 8 questions for the 92.5 Triple M $1,000 minute. You've got to decide out of the 8 which of the 4 are the better ones that we can include.
All right. All right, these are my 4, okay? Right. And then Al will do his 4. Which sea creature has 3 hearts?
Wow, fantastic question.
That's the octopus.
Thank you.
Yep.
How many bones does an adult human body have?
Oh, geez, 12,000?
No. I think it's 224.
No, we'll give him it's 206.
Oh, pop.
So not far off. We'll give him a pick of the board.
Yep.
How many pedals do most modern pianos have?
God, 2.
I'm thinking 2.
3.
Oh,
3.
Jeez, yeah. Okay.
Didn't know that.
And in the traditional rhyme, how many mice were blind?
Oh, 3.
There you go. Okay, they're my ones.
They're pretty good.
I love the octopus question.
All right. Okay, wait. I got 4. These are my 4 flowers.
Okay.
How many soccer players should each team have on the field at the start of each match?
I should have 11.
Yeah, that's good. Yep. What is the national dish of Spain?
Oh, the national dish.
We've done
paella.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
We've done it 15 times.
That is right. What's the smallest country in the world?
Oh, don't.
Liechtenstein.
No,
Vatican City.
Not a country.
Or the Vatican.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's a shit question.
Hey, and how?
Sorry, I'm not allowed to swear. It's a crap question.
Peter.
Who is the lead singer of the iconic 80s band Culture Club? Oh,
what's his chops?
Yep.
He's off
big
his
hat.
Chops.
Yeah, big hat.
What was his name?
Boy George.
There you go. Boy George.
All right. Okay. What do you want?
All right.
What 4 do you prefer?
I like.
No. You got to pick a group of 4. You can't go 1 for 1.
Jeepers.
Spiders or mine?
Yeah, I'm going with spider.
Yeah.
I loved the octopus question.
Everything is a competition.
Can you imagine what Valentine's Day is like for octopuses with 3 hearts?
Hey, we got a very big podcast coming up. What is on it?
I don't know, Al. What is on it?
We're going to be talking to Reece Walsh's schoolboy coach.
Glen Reece Campbell. Walsh,
yeah, he's making his debut for the Maroons.
And, shares his name with a very famous country music singer and session guitarist par excellence.
Yeah, and used to be the head of the junior rugby league program at Keebra Park High.
Very, very successful footy school.
Glenn is coming up. Oh, yeah. Oscar Bars, all the Hollywood stuff. Bzz, bzz, bzz.
He's an embedded reporter, Al. He's embedded in Hollywood.
All right. Well, he's going to unbed and talk to us. plane dramas off the back of your wife, Cherie, flying to Darwin and didn't get on the plane because it was an issue.
Can I dive in there? Cherie's story is amazing. And then it gets blown out of the water by one that just takes it up another level, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
That is coming up. And we also have the greatest radio quiz contest name that year. All ahead. And it starts now, the Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
State of Origin game day, game night tonight in Adelaide, and someone is making his debut, Reece Walsh.
He's a flash of brilliance, Reece Walsh. Forget hard work, he's all class.
Well, you know, there's so many great Origin players, and they've got such a good footy set up at Keebra Park. We went to the launch only last week. They've started this season yesterday, but most importantly, one of their young guns, Reece Walsh, is making his debut in the Origin tonight. And joining us, his coach, Reece's coach back in the day, is Glen Campbell. Glen, good morning. You're at the airport. You're on the way to go and watch the game.
Yeah, morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm heading down to watch him make his debut and really looking forward to it.
Glen, I was watching Reece a couple of weeks ago. I've seen pretty much every game he's played this year. He has been absolutely magic. But there was a moment a couple of weeks ago where he flew into a centre and smashed into him and stopped a try right in the corner. And I thought, hello, this little bloke has got huge heart. Is that what you saw when he was a little one?
Oh, mate, a huge heart, big potential. But, yeah, he wants to win. And he'll pull all stops out and thinks he's as big as anybody on the field.
He's had a bit of a... Oh, sorry, yeah, keep going.
Oh, mate, he's... as you see what he's seen in the game, that's what he was doing at school level, mate. And... it's surprising he's gone as far as he has so quickly, but I'm looking at his form and going, he's definitely the best fullback running around at the moment.
Yeah, and somehow the Broncos let him go for a season over to Auckland and then they brought him back.
Well, he's been a bit of a journeyman, hasn't he, so far? Yeah, as you say, he's gone to a couple of clubs and now back.
Yeah, well, he's got that belief in himself. He's not going to sit on his hands and wait for someone to give him a chance. I'm going to go and take it. Mm. And the Warriors gave him his shot and the Broncos gone, what'll be done? And he's back anyway, and... he's proven it. He's proving himself all day long. So that's what it was interesting to see him explode on the field. I'm sure he's going to fire on tonight.
How do you go as a former coach? And you see him hit the headlines for all the wrong reasons. He found himself in trouble here in Surfers Paradise. How do you see that as a coach?
Oh, look, mate, boys make mistakes, and he's only young still. And you know, the biggest things we used to try and push him at school, you will continually make mistakes. Just don't make the same ones over and over. You know, learn from them. And yeah, really sort of put your best foot forward more than anything, because he's in the opportunity. That goes with all the Keebra kids that we've done. And now we've got three in the Queensland side and one in for New South Wales. So
amazing.
Wow.
They ball through the same sort of system.
Well, we've got Glenn, the coach of Reece Walsh. You can't sit on the sidelines. You can't sit on the fence. You got players in both camps. Who wins tonight and by how much?
Oh, mate, I think Queensland will get away with it by about four. So it'll be a reasonably high-scoring game, though. I think it'll be both sides will be 20-plus, but it'll be an exciting match.
And before we let you go, how'd the boys go yesterday?
Mate, they got up with a win over Ipswich, who are the current national champions. So,
brilliant
start of the season. So, yeah.
Great start.
That's awesome. Thanks very much for joining us. Enjoy the flight over to Adelaide and the City of Churches. You're going to love it.
That's Glen Campbell. Yeah, he's a linesman for the county.
Oh, hey, is Glenn, anyone said to you, Glenn, you sound a little like Wally Lewis as well?
Oh, I wish I played like him when I'm in day, but yeah, no, I've never heard that before. So, but I've heard the lineman for the county a few times, let me tell you.
Yeah, Glenn, you sound exactly like Wally Lewis. It's amazing. Good pickup, Al.
Hey, have a great night, Glenn.
Terrific, everyone. See you.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
This guy is starting to be a part of the Triple M family. We absolutely love crossing to Tinseltown and finding everything that's happening around the gutters of Tinseltown. He's got it all, and it's the one and the only, I've got to say, I love it.
Come on.
Oscar Buzz!
I'm Oscar Buzz, and here's the slops for the snivelling snouts in the golden trough of Tinseltown. Slurp it up! Johnny Depp's chauffeur tells me that Johnny gets in the limo and his new fragrance smells like someone left a banana in a school bag all summer long. Is that a banana in your pocket or a perfume bottle? Johnny Depp's fragrance is doomed, if you ask me, unless it becomes popular in prisons, who'll turn it into penal code pina coladas. Hold the phone. I have it on very bad authority that Charlie Sheen has run out of money and lives in an illegal asbestos dump. Hell, it's white and powdery. He should have it cleaned up in a jiffy.
Winning.
Don't quote me. Let's head to the Eurotrash. Climate change protesters have invaded the set of Dancing with the Stars in Sweden. Whereupon, oh yes, it's a word and I'll use it. Whereupon they threw green dust into the air, interrupting a couple who had done years of training. And then they unfurled their climate change banners. And that was when the cameraman operating the boom knocked one of them completely unconscious and they were carried from the room. I gave it a 10. I'm Oscar Buzz. It's short for buzzer.
The Gold Coast Triple M takes no responsibility for anything Flan says.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Well, joining us right now is Cherie, my wife.
From, that's lovely.
Yeah, that's beautiful. In Melbourne. But Cherie, can you walk us through what happened to you on the aeroplane the other day? Because we want to ask the Triple M family, what have you seen or what have been your plane dramas? What happened the other night?
Well, the other night, it was a very eventful flight Melbourne to Darwin. We were all getting on board, like everyone was boarding front and rear stairs, you know, as they do, both of them. And then the next minute, a couple of the hosties stopped letting people on the front door and they're all looking down the back and some sort of, you know, nosy old me having a look. Next minute, two hosties literally sprint down the plane, like pushing people out of the way. They were running. And there was a guy that was just, he was, I don't know whether he was high on drugs or what it was, but he was off his head. Mm. And anyway, there were four young hosties, and these girls were young, and they were trying to restrain this big guy. And in the end, thank God, a couple of big mine guys jumped in and helped them out because he was just going off. But it was amazing that he was bleeding profusely, but he was, you know, he was spitting on the air hostess as he pulled a couple of his own teeth out and then spat in the face of this air hostess. And these young girls are down the back trying to do it. And the rule is that the pilots have to lock themselves in the cockpit.
Yep. Yeah.
And don't worry, the pilot got a mouthful from me because I said, we're on the ground, mate. We're not crashing the plane.
No.
He eventually went down there. But if I am allowed to spray the federal police, they took 45 minutes to get on board the plane. And these young girls are trying to restrain this big guy.
Right.
Thankfully, there was some big mine guys there to help them because it was out of control. And then they finally got him off, but it took some really big AFP dudes to be able to handcuff him.
Yeah.
They got him off, and then the hostess just went and changed her top, and off we flew. And I said to her, I said, you don't have to come. Like, and she said, no, if I don't fly, then this flight won't go, and neither will the one back from Darwin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because they got us. You gave them a standing ovation, didn't you, when they said we're going?
Yep, those girls would have been early 20s, if that, and they were quite slight young girls. And it was unbelievable. I just couldn't. I said to her, you sure you're all right? Like, you don't have to do this. And she was like, no, I'm fine. She said, it's all good. It happens all the time.
That is a drama. And when Spider was telling us this, Cherie, he was saying that I was really worried. I was hopefully, you know, my wife Cherie was going to be okay.
Oh,
and
the love of my life.
Yeah. So
here we go.
Yeah, all right.
I was thinking, let Cherie at this idiot.
I did stand up and I said to the guy next to me, he goes, what are you doing? I said, we're going to go down and help them. And he said, a couple of my mates are down there. So they had jumped in. But I mean, I would have jumped in, but those girls were so young.
And in Labrador, what was your plane drama?
Well, I was involved in a hijacking to a Bali, on a Bali flight.
Whoa,
from Brisbane to Bali. And I was a flight attendant then. And listening to Cherie, I can totally relate to how she would have felt. But I had a crazy person on the flight trying to get into the flight deck. Wow. So the captain, they have a covert message that we send through to them via the interphone, and then they press a button in the cockpit, and it's basically a squawk code that goes worldwide to say that an aircraft has been hijacked. And yeah, we were met in Bali with about 40 police officers from Bali. It was a bazooka at the bottom of the stairs. They stormed the aircraft with guns.
Wow.
And then we were interrogated for, oh my goodness, more than 24 hours.
And were flight marshals on the flight? Were they around back then?
Well, we never know. That's the thing. Flight marshal, oh, I don't know how much I should say, but yeah, I'm not employed with this business anymore. But that we never know. It's only the captain that knows if right. there is a flight marshal okay. on board. But the able-bodied passengers were actually three female prison warden officers.
Okay, so they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, and
here comes the A-team.
Yeah, fascinating.
Amazing story.
Thank you, Ange. Thanks so much.
That's okay. Have a great day. Fly safe, everyone.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Get a bit of this, India.
Here we go. It's aimed that year.
All right, so this is the greatest radio quiz in the world.
Yeah, well, it's the last day, day of May, so yeah. The competition wraps up for the month. Ali walks away with a win. She's on 7.
Not here to claim her prize.
No, yeah. Which then there's going to go to the adjudicator if we allow her to engrave her name or not. I'm on 5 and yeah. Rod's on 5. So
yeah.
There's still a place to play for the podium, Rod McLeod. We don't want to be sitting on top of each other for much longer.
Would it be especially embarrassing for you, considering that I missed a couple of days due to sickness, that you would still come last?
Absolutely not. I have a lot of pride in Hastings High. They've done a very good job.
All right, so we do have in for Ali again today is producer Jules.
Morning.
So we can stretch your winning margin even more on behalf of Ali.
I'm lifting everyone's points up this week.
Here we go. You've won nothing as well.
Today is International Flip-Flop Day, or otherwise known as thongs.
Give your feet the rest they deserve. Put them in flip-flops.
And just for the 70,000 Kiwis, the Jandals.
Jandals.
Oh,
what year? So Havaianas are a very famous brand.
Yes.
What year did they were they created in Brazil?
Oh, in Brazil.
Brazil Havaianas. Oh, yeah, go on.
Those ones.
it's not hard to say.
I think they are in the 60s, Al. And I'm going to go. Let me go there. Rod McLeod, any which way, 69.
No.
Roger Newsreader, Havaianas have been around since 1958, Al.
Not quite.
Oh, Jules Alley.
Yes, Jules Alley.
I think you guys might be a little bit off. I'm feeling more like 1999.
No.
No.
Didn't you hear his little hint? I should have gone early 60s.
62.
Yeah,
I knew it was early 60s. No, I didn't know, but I just wanted to say Rod McLeod, any which way, 69.
Yes. So Rodney,
he gets it. Because he goes, yeah, you gave him a hint. Because when Rod goes, 1958, you go, not quite.
Oh, okay. It wasn't meant to be a hint anyway.
Well, I picked it up.
All right.
Yes.
You're a very perceptive man, Peter.
There's a new documentary out. Well, it came out a couple of months ago. It's called Pretty Baby Brooke Shields.
It's about a female story and a female journey and finding your voice, finding your agency, whenever it is.
Yeah, so Brooke Shields is having a birthday. You know the actress, Brooke Shields?
Yes. Yeah.
Ali slash Jules.
I'm going to go Spider.
Yeah, right, you're in. Yeah.
She'd be...
How old is Brooke? What year was she born?
Was she ever married to Andre Agassi?
I think they dated.
So I'm on the right track.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's the same Brooke that I know.
Same person, yeah.
Okay. Yep. So it wasn't a double Brooke.
Jules Alley.
No,
Spider. Did you say your name?
Yes, absolutely.
He did.
It was Spider. All right.
Very clear.
Rod McLeod. Any which way, 69.
you got to get off that year.
Yeah, you got to
move on.
Anyway, do you like that year?
No.
It's a fantastic year. Good things happen in that
all
year.
His emails. All right, his emails are rude, 69.
All right, okay. You're going to get yourself in trouble really quickly.
Okay, yes.
Jules Alley.
Go, yeah. Jules Alley.
1972.
Oh,
no. Rather the newsreader, yes. I reckon she was a little bit older, 1964, Al.
It was 65.
Oh, oh okay.
Well done, Rod.
Peter. Peter, where are you on the table now? Sorry, where was that?
You want to just go for a clean sweep.
Rub some noses into it.
Yes. No, because I'm looking straight up your clacker.
Enjoy this while you look at that.
Imagine all the people.
Oh, no.
Yes,
my favorite.
I love this. So good. Yoko.
Living
yes.
for today.
All right, so it's Yoko Ono singing her late husband's classic Imagine. But John Lennon and Yoko Ono, what year did they record that song Give Peace a Chance? It was recorded on this day in a particular year.
Spider. Oh, the newsreader.
Yeah. Oh, Spider was in.
Any which way?
I think so. I'm going to go Rod McLeod. Any which way? 69.
Yeah!
I knew.
Finally,
I
that
knew
year.
Finally,
that
good job,
year Spy. Gets you something.
Could he be any happier?
I'm so stoked.